Listen carefully to this. It is the sound of millions of hearts breaking for the Matildas.
Last passage of play, surely. Williams thought about coming for it, decided against it, and it's been turned in! Barbara Bonasayer again!
How cruel. Italy's winning goal in the final seconds of that World Cup match against Australia last night. What happened? Where did it all go wrong? Tracy Holmes will set us at ease and tell us, I'm sure. She's presenting SBS's World Cup coverage. Tracy, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Oh, dear.
Yes, my heart breaking too. But it's not all over yet.
The last second. It was one of those games too where the losing team ultimately had most possession shots, passes, quarters, free kicks on the night and yet lost. That is cruel.
I know. And that's why you never believe statistics.
They lie.
They do. I've seen this happen so often. People get up in the morning, they look at the stats and they go, oh, right, what happened then? But they really don't tell the full story. I suppose the drama here is that the Matildas, with their new coach, the coach has come in, Ante Milicic, and said, OK, I'm going to stamp my signature move on this team. And the signature move, or the signature positioning I'm going to have, is this high defensive back line. It hasn't worked. It hasn't worked in the two lead-up games that the Matildas played before their opening match in the World Cup against Italy. Italy just ran through them, so it's a concern. However, it's not all over yet. The fat lady has not sung. We have to take on Brazil in a couple of days' time, and the trick is going to be just how Ante works with the team to tweak this situation so that Brazil doesn't do the same thing to us as Italy did.
And they will have been watching. This is a tricky thing for a new coach to come in and change the pattern of play in a team, and a
so
huge
tricky
expectation to get on top of that so quickly.
Yeah, definitely. And in, you know, the world's biggest tournament with more pressure and more hype than any other. I suppose what we can take out of this is that FIFA.com on their website have actually written up this game as France's first major upset. So it's not just parochial Aussies that, you know, were expecting too much of their team at all. A lot of the world have been expecting a lot from Australia. So it's kind of put them in a much more difficult position than they would have liked to have been in, one game down. But it's not, it's not like we're heading home tomorrow. We should still get through the group stage and into the next round.
Stay calm, everybody. I mean, yeah. Matilda's vastly outranking the Italians, which is where that sort of sense of upset comes from. But Italy must have played a pretty strong game. Were there highlights for you from their performance?
They did, and here's the difference. The competition in Europe has really stepped up a new level. The investment from clubs, and we're talking, you know, traditionally male-only clubs, are now investing a lot of money in women's sport. They're giving their female members and their female teams the same access to facilities, psychology, medical staff, physios, the best grounds, the best science money can buy. And so this is where we're seeing the difference. So even though Italy is ranked a fair few places below Australia at the moment, they are all on the rise. You've got teams like France who are expected now to win this competition, Italy, Spain as well. These teams are just taking it up another notch. And we don't have that equivalent level of investment here. So even though most of our players are playing overseas in the top leagues, either in Europe or in America, we don't have that kind of access or import or support structure around our national teams.
And as you point out, a change of coach, and that hints at, and it's been substantiated in reports into issues around the culture of the team. I mean, it's a troubled time as well in Australian football.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, the FFA made this move. They decided the best thing for the well-being of the team would be to bring a new coach in. Ante Milicic has come in, and reports heading into the World Cup were that the team were really enjoying working with Ante. He brought a freshness. He brought a different approach. The pressure on him now is going to be building, though, because the expectations have been so high. The other thing is Ante Milicic has been a very, very good second a 2IC. Now he's moved into the top position, and that brings a whole other overlay of issues that he has to deal with that he doesn't have experience in dealing with. The other thing being, of course, that he hasn't coached a women's team before, and there are very clear differences.
Think of the fairy tale if it comes off, though, Tracy.
I know. We're all hoping, aren't we?
Well, that takes us to discussion of Brazil and Jamaica, who lie before us.
Yes, that's right. So Brazil, we've beaten Brazil. I think we lie fairly level, actually, in our previous head-to-head encounters. Brazil is an ageing team, although they've got two of the absolute world superstars in football. They've been there a long time, but they can still deliver on the big occasion. So, you know, we can still beat Brazil. Worst-case scenario is to get a draw with Brazil. Mm. We certainly don't want to be beaten by Brazil. Jamaica is a completely different prospect. You know, it's the first time they've ever qualified for the World Cup. They are newbies. They've got a big future ahead of them. This World Cup is not going to be theirs. So there's one win that we can probably, you know, ink in.
Careful,
exactly. But the big question is actually going to be when Brazil meets Italy and who comes out on top of that one. So the best case scenario for us is for Italy to beat Brazil and for us to beat Brazil.
Now, straight to Italy, that was at the extremely agreeable time of 9 p.m. on a Sunday evening.
That's right. the scheduling. Come on, everyone sets their alarm for 1:30 on Friday morning, don't they?
Oh, don't say. when can we tune into these next encounters?
1:30 a.m. on Friday morning.
You weren't kidding. Oh, good. Oh, well, yes. Look, you know, if you're committed, you'll be there.
Absolutely. And I get the sense that Australia is committed.
I think there's absolutely that sense. I think there's a general consensus in the country that this is our premier international sporting team and people are getting behind them.
Yeah, they are. And also, you know, not to forget that Australia is also making a bid for the next World Cup. So we actually need the team to do pretty well to kind of give that a push along as well. But the World Cup possibly coming here in 2023.
All right, people, 1:30 Friday. You know what you've got to do. Tracy Holmes, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Tracy Holmes presenting SBS's World Cup coverage.